Dean of the University of Philosophy. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher, Dean of the University of Philosophy. We have the course, the University of Healing and University of Philosophy, both of which are, you might call them, poles apart, absolutely poles apart. The University of Healing works with people who are living in their human bodies, doing human existence, having human programs for themselves, being touched by the world about them, wanting marriage, wanting family, wanting jobs, wanting work. And the University of Philosophy is for those who have one interest, and that is to go to the divine within and dwell there 100% of the time. Now, when you're dwelling in your divine reality 100% of the time, you are not interested in anything on the human level. Now, you say, well, oh, I want to study the University of Philosophy because I want to be on that divine level. Well, just the act of your wanting to study at the University of Philosophy shows that you're not on the divine level. Because the University of Philosophy is not going to share anything new with you. It's going to reveal that which you already are, an absolute master. I had a phone call from a young lady today who had been to many of my seminars in Switzerland, and she called, and she says, "Hi, Dr. Barley, how are you?" And I said, "Just wonderful." And she says, I got a problem with my son." And I said, "Good." And she said, "He called the house to see if I was here, so that if I wasn't here, he was going to come in for the holiday, and if I am here, he wasn't going to come. And so he went to visit my ex-husband, where he is off on vacation in another country, and so he's going to visit at his house when nobody's there, because he doesn't want to talk to anybody." And I told her, I said, "That's great." And then she gave a plethora of reasons why she was unhappy. And she said so many things why she was unhappy. And she spoke for a good distance, and I kept telling her, "Make it positive, make it positive." And then she said, "Well, Dr. Barley, isn't there something you can do for me? Isn't there something you can do? Isn't there something you can do to make it happen?" And I said, "Yeah, I can pronounce you dead, because that's what you are. You're dead. You have no interest in living. You have no interest in following the rules of the game." "Well, what are the rules of the game?" "Well, the rules of the game of being a human being is to speak your word about yourself and your world, which is all your creation, as to what experiences you want to have. Not that you want to have them, but that is what you're reflecting. So, speak about your son and say he is free and he's a spiritually illumined young man, brilliant, and he's mannerly, and he's just a fantastic guy. And speak about your ex as one of the most beautiful people in the world." And on and on and on I went. And then she said, "But they're not." And I said, "Well, that's natural. That's natural. You are not creating them that way. You are creating them as a very unhappy set of people. And, of course, you are 100 times unhappier than they are, because you are creating yourself unhappy." Now, it takes a lot to have an ex-husband and a son on their telephones block any calls from you. Now, don't you get the message that the problem is with you, not with them? Don't you get the message that you want to make a few changes in yourself? Start telling yourself, "I like me, I like me, I like me," and then you'll be the kind of person they want to have phone calls from. Start saying, "I am living in my ideal spirit, mind, and body," and on and on. I gave her affirmations. And constantly she says, no, she said, but you don't understand. No, just last week, and he did this. And I said, hey, it doesn't matter. I said, you know, you'd do the world a good favor if you just kill yourself. She says, well, everyone's telling me that. And I said, well, of course everyone's telling you that, because you're a pain in the neck. You're not a pleasant person to have around. Now, why they create you around you, I don't know. Now, I'm here as a sharer. I'm not creating you around me. And I said, now you speak these words and say them definitely. But, and she went on and on. I said, now, stop talking. I'm giving you these statements. You make these statements for yourself, and you are done. And as soon as I finish making the statements, I will say goodbye, and I will hang up. So I made the statements, and I said goodbye, and I hung up. Now, she was very unhappy. But she's very unhappy because she doesn't like herself. Now, it just happens she's a beautiful woman. It just happens she's got a beautiful body. Mm-hmm. She has beautiful hair. She has beautiful complexion. She's just, you know, a super lady. But why she has these beautiful things when she is such an ugly person is hard to know. But you don't always look at the outside. You don't look at the exterior. You look at the interior. There are so many people that I've met in my life who are just absolutely beautiful on the inside. But on the outside, you wouldn't give them the time of day. So, in the University of Healing, all these things are covered. All these things are covered from A to Z, from all three courses, as you build it and grow in an understanding. And you become a very competent human being. You are aware of yourself as a human being and aware of yourself. Now, we have a lot of graduate students from the University of Healing who just buzzed on through the courses because they wanted to get the degrees and they wanted to get the certification, and then they continued with their ugly life. And then they blamed everybody else for their ugly life. Well, they didn't practice it as they went on. If every student would read the courses of the University of Healing 3 times every day quietly to themselves, and at the end of the week do the lesson and do the quiz, within the 30 weeks that it takes to do the undergraduate course, within 30 weeks, they would be completely rejuvenated, made new. They'd be completely over. If anybody, even our graduate students, even our doctorate students, if they're having a problem, take the art and science of wholeness and do it as though you'd never done it before. Read it as though you never read it before. And start refreshing your mind with those beautiful thoughts. And by the time you finish the graduate school course, the postgraduate school course, and you have your doctorate, then you are ready for the absolute philosopher. You are ready for the University of Philosophy. But not until then. Because if you take it before you're ready, this is what will happen to you. You will take the course, and you will be delighted to know that all these things are true, and they're true about you, and you'll say, wow, wow, wow. And then you'll say the big word that means failure to everybody. 3-letter word, but. And the minute you say but, in any of the courses, but especially in the University of Philosophy, the minute you say but, you are merely looking at it academically. My lady today, she said, I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're telling me. I understand all these things. And she says, and I have practiced it. She said, I have tried. I have tried. And I said, you didn't practice. You tried. Now, don't try. Do it. She said, well, I did try. And I said, well, don't try, do it. And you see, we all are like this. We all think we are so superior, that we are so beyond the simplistic courses that we have here. And the courses are so simple and so easy and so easy to understand. And you know, what we're going through right now at the university here, we've only been around a few years, that what we're going at the university here is we're beginning to take our elementary school books and set them aside. We're beginning to set aside the books by authors who do not speak the language that we're learning here. We are learning the language of positive thinking. And if you don't want to learn the language of positive thinking, then you should be somewhere else and go and take a holiday someplace and read all the books. Because these books are not in keeping with the philosophy of saying, I like me, I'm divine order, I am God. I like me, I'm divine order, I'm God. Can you say that about yourself? Really? And the answer is no. It sounds nice, and I'm happy to be here, but I don't understand it, because it is just too outrageous. I have been taught all my life that God is outside of me. I've been taught this all my life. And I've gone to church, and I've gone to school, and I've gone to life, and it's always God is outside of me. O Lord, help thou mine unbelief, is the prayer of the priests who are working in the synagogues and the temples and the churches all over the world. O Lord, help thou mine unbelief. You out there, Lord, you out there, give me a hand. Oh, put those praying hands up. You, God, outside of me. Help me, help me, help me. And, you know, what happens? Nobody is there to help you. You could be helped. You could have lightning bolts strike you and all those good things, but that's not the way God works. If you think that God works forcing you to do anything, you're mistaken. If you think that you're forced here at the University of Healing to learn these principles and practice them, you're mistaken. I am so easy on you in doing the courses and doing the coursework, but if you don't want to do it, I say, okay, then I am not here for you anymore. I'm only here for people who want to get somewhere with their spiritual life. And anybody, even if they're not students, anybody who wants to get somewhere with their spiritual life, I'm right there to give them a hand. I'm right there to tell them all that I know, all that I understand. And perhaps they know more than I do. And if they do, then they don't need me. And they should go wherever they want to go. But this is what the university of philosophy is all about. It's the step beyond the step. It's the step into the awareness that all is. And we're not creating anything. We're not revealing anything. All is. And we're experiencing everything. And we are just blessed in every possible way. We are uplifted in every possible way. We are fantastic. Now, do you want that? You see, you're working on it. You're working on it. But so long as you still like ice cream and cake, you're not ready to let go of the human. So long as you still want your meals cooked, you're not ready to eat of this heavenly manna. So long as you want to drink water and coffee and tea and other things like that, you're not ready for entering into this absolute relative phase of consciousness. You're aware of it. You're aware of it. But why couldn't Peter walk on water? He looked down, didn't he? What do they tell a tightrope artist when they're training them to walk on the line? Do not look down. Look out here at your pole's end if you're having one, or look where you're going and just keep your balance. Don't look at the crowd. Because the minute you look at the crowd, you're going to fall down here. That's just the way our balance is organized. And so the minute we look at the past, even a moment ago, as we look at the past, then we're going to fall down. And then we've got to climb up all over again, start all over again. Now, we don't have to fall down. We can be absolute balance right now, absolute harmony right now, if you want. But it means one thing. You got to mind your own business, walk your own path, be yourself. But Dr. Barley, lay your hand on me, help me. I said, if I could lay my hand on you, I wouldn't. Because until you say, I like me, I don't want to touch you. until you say, I'm whole and perfect. I don't want to touch you. Until you say, all is in divine order. I don't want to touch you. Because when the little children are playing in the sandbox and one is a naughty boy and one's a good boy, well, the good boy does not see the naughty boy doing anything naughty. The good boy only sees himself doing the good things. And the other guy pretty soon realizes that his naughtiness isn't going to get him any attention, and so he starts doing the good things which he always wanted to do in the first place. And the good boy doesn't even notice that he changed because he didn't notice he wasn't that way in the first place. A good boy always sees good. A good girl always sees good. When we are living in our divine perfection, our divine reality, we always see who and what we are. It's a wonderful thing. It's a powerful thing. It's a great thing. But if you want to have yourself entering into the University of Philosophy, as many of you have taken the first couple courses already, if you want to enter into it, you're going to have to give up yesterday and today and tomorrow and live in the now. Live in the realization that all is complete and done right now. There's nothing to be done, nothing to be aware of, nothing to be revealed, and it's all complete right now. And you're fantastic. This is what the University of Philosophy is all about. And some of you who have already taken it, you didn't get the message either. Because you were so superior. Mm-hmm. Having finished the University of Healing, you go on to the University of Philosophy, and you aren't ready for it. The University of Philosophy may have to be a university unto itself. And if people want to take it, fine, they'll take it. And it doesn't matter whether they had the University of Healing first, because once they have the University of Healing, if you have gained what the University of Healing has to teach, you have gained everything the University of Philosophy has to reveal to you. Interesting, huh? But truly, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And I invite anyone who wants to take it, to take it. And we have the manuscripts all done. We haven't published the books yet, but the manuscripts are all done, and they're in book form. And I would like to have us put it into the University of Philosophy website. And then for anybody who wants to read it, go ahead, read it. And the test is available for anyone who wants to take the test, who would take it. But if you read it, you'll get a lot of good out of it. But if you don't apply it, you won't get any good. And if you don't read it 3 times a day out loud to yourself, as you did in the University of Healing, you just do not impress into your consciousness what the story is all about. Yeah. Have a good day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.